If you're anything like me, your inbox is a mess. I used to spend hours sorting through emails trying to find that one thread or task buried under a mountain of newsletters and noise. I can't stand it. That's why I started using Notion Mail. And honestly, it's been one of the most game-changing things that we have done. Notion Mail is the inbox that thinks like you, automated, personalized, and flexible to finally work the way you work. With AI that learns what matters to you, it can organize your inbox, label messages, draft replies, and even schedule meetings. No manual sorting required. It actually connects with the rest of my workspace, so my messages, tasks, and notes are all in sync. I've never felt more on top of communication. Get Notion Mail for free right now at notion.com/founders and try the inbox that thinks like you. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/founders to get Notion Mail for free right now. When you use our link, you're supporting our show. Notion.com/founders. Starting your business should be simple. That's why I love what Northwest Registered Agent is doing. You can build your entire business identity in just 10 clicks and 10 minutes. Seriously, whether you're launching your first company or your fifth, you get more when you start with Northwest. More privacy, more guidance, and more freedom to run your business from anywhere. They've helped businesses grow for nearly 30 years, and they've got your back. For just $39 plus state fees, Northwest will form your business, create a custom website, and set up a local presence anywhere you need it. Want more? They'll protect your identity by using their address on your formation documents, and their premium mail forwarding gives you a real business address that keeps your home info private, which I have used this service for many years. Don't wait. Protect your privacy, build your brand, and set up your business in just 10 clicks in 10 minutes. Visit northwestregisteredagent.com/founders and start building something amazing. Get more with Northwest Registered Agent at northwestregisteredagent.com/founders. Hey everyone, welcome back to Founders Story. I always like to have two guests on, and we have two guests today. We have Yash, aka Water Genie, and then we have Smile. These are both the founders of Dr. Water, which I love the name, and I can't wait to find out about how this name came to be. But Smile is an Ironman athlete, something I always wanted to do that I will never do in my life. And then Yash is an innovator in wellness and sustainability space. So let's just kick it off with, what was the spark for entrepreneurship, and then why this industry?
Yep, definitely, definitely. First of all, thanks so much, Dan, for having us. Really excited to be here on the podcast. And just a quick story about us, right? So essentially, like, I've been building brands across wellness and sustainability over the last 5 years. I've built air purification solutions for commercial spaces. Then I sort of, you know, went into helping farmers grow sustainable agriculture. So I spent three and a half years there raising money from the likes of USAID and, you know, sort of helping farmers shift to sustainable agriculture. So there was always that wellness component that, you know, whatever I do in my life, I want to spend that time and my effort helping people live a healthier and better life. And sometime last year, we saw how the drinking water is sort of a big problem in the United States, right? And also, U.S. is one of the most dehydrated countries, like more than 75% folks are dehydrated. And that is where we sort of saw that, you know, we want to help people hydrate well, which would, you know, have impacts across all sorts of aspects of their lives. And that's how Dr. Water came into being.
So Smile, how about you? I mean, you're an Ironman athlete. So why did you want to be an entrepreneur?
Sure. Yeah. So I think it starts way back, you know, even when I was a kid, and I was, you know, inspired to do something of my own. And I have been, you know, laying the bricks down over the years for me to be leading that path. So for I, you know, wanted to work. I have only worked at startups as at a very early stage companies, for example, InVideo AI, which is the number one AI company revenue wise from India. And also, I have been the founding member at a startup where we help 300 plus D2C brands increase, help adopt video commerce solutions for them because videos were booming as we hit the pandemic and over the years. From a more personal side, when I decided that, I wanted to, I registered for Ironman and I went through that whole process of training myself for 6 months. That is when I realized that, okay, I was doing dehydration wrong for all these years. And if people knew what I knew from this journey, and not everyone has to be an Ironman, but if they can, take some learnings and improve their hydration, their lives will be like very different from a health perspective.
Yeah, and I mean, I didn't know that so many people are dehydrated, but I could see it though. I'm like a big proponent of drinking water, but I have to make, a mental effort to do so. I rarely see a lot of people drinking water. So this is obviously a big problem. It's a huge mission. How is the experience then of launching a company all the way around the world? I imagine many people would think that, hey, I would love to enter the U.S. market. It's a big market for commerce or e-commerce, but I imagine it's not an easy feat.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, so from day one, both of us, me and Smile as founders were clear that we want to build a global brand because it also stems from our experience, right? Like I've done sales in the US, in Europe in the past. Smile has also worked with many, many D2C brands across Canada, US, etc. And it also, sort of comes from the other angle that water is something which is so human. Like it's such a basic thing. And if you look at the hydration and dehydration sort of stats, like it's a problem that any and everyone in the world faces, right? And if you look at the from a problem and opportunity perspective, like the intensity of the problem is much higher in the US. Like for example, like most of the people either drink tap water or they buy plastic water bottles in bulk. Both of them are not good solutions. If you're drinking any of these, you need to stop and think whether you're hydrating in the right way, because either you're getting tons of microplastics or you're taking tons of chemicals, viruses, fluorides, chlorine, like many, many things that are there in your water. So that is something that, we sort of saw. And, we are building a global brand, right? Like we sell in the US, Canada, we also sell in UK, Europe as well. So helping families, when we see these sort of impact stories, for example, like there's one mom in Austin, like she had pain in her legs, right? And you won't believe, like just after 3 to 4 weeks of drinking hydrogen water, she could clearly see benefits in her inflammation pain, right? Those are the sort of stories that sort of move us, motivate us to, keep moving forward, keep helping people hydrate well. Because even if you look at the stats, Daniel, like you can consume all the supplements in the world. It's not going to work if you're not drinking water properly. If you're not hydrating well, all of the supplement literally goes to waste. And which is why we see water as such an essential and overlooked thing, right? That if you don't hydrate well, like the entire body is not going to function well. And that's where things like hydrogen water comes in. So hydrogen water has more than 1300, 1400 researchers all across the world that backs it. It's been in the Japan since 1940s. And what molecular hydrogen does is it goes inside every cell of your body and it kills the oxidative stress, which is the number one cause of aging, number one cause of, inflammation, muscle recovery. So it has impacts across all of those facets. And, when both Smile and I started the company, we were very clear, like the kind of solutions that we want to build should be modern, effective, and healing. Right, it needs to have a tangible impact that each one of us can see. So that was sort of the genesis, and that the motivation why we wanted to build a global brand.
I think people nowadays are more in tuned with wanting to be healthy. Like you said, microplastics have been talked about for a while, but they haven't at this intensity that I've ever seen that, it's really being a thing that people want to try and eliminate or at least diminish down. And I think we really want to live longer. We want to be healthier. We don't want to have to say, oh, I'm getting older, and that means I have to have pain here, or I have to be a certain way. So this it seems like a big market. So you have this incredible mission. You obviously have it very dialed in. You know exactly who the consumer is. How do you look at the go-to-market strategy or what has worked for you so far?
So I think, you know, also adding to the point, previous question, like before Dr. Water, I did, you know, start selling in the US for 1 year. And the channels that we cracked were, you know, Meta and TikTok. I think going from a perspective that if you're in an industry where you already have a lot of, you know, inbound searches that are happening in your category, the most effective channels that are going to be working for you are going to be Amazon and Google. That being said, these are channels more, you know, where people are looking for solutions. But if you are trying to build a brand, nowadays it's essential to be growing on Meta and TikTok and preferably organically. So these are some to start with. I think I think Google and Amazon are going to be the channels if you are in a category where you have a lot of searches in your category. But if you are in a space where you need to educate people more and you need to, tell people that what are the actual benefits or you will be getting from this, I think it's going to be Meta and TikTok that you are going to be adopting. While there are also like, you know, strategies that are like way fundamental that we don't use any of these platforms. So one of the things that worked really well in getting, billionaires to try our product was just simple emails. I emailed one of the, you know, billionaires from India and also Silicon Valley, and just one night we got an order from Nitin Kamath, who bought our product. He browsed our website and was completely interested in the category, and we also have had good conversations with him down the line.
That's amazing. I was just watching this story about a brand that Joe Rogan mentioned them once and it just changed their business. So you never know, right? Like you never know who's going to want to try it. I like the fact that you're going out there and you're trying things. How do you see social selling, not just live selling, just selling on social? I know YouTube just launched YouTube Shopping. Sounds like you've already had success and tried with TikTok Shop and TikTok Live Shop. How do you see this playing in compared to maybe the Amazons or Walmarts or their, you know, the Amazon and Walmart online?
I think in this industry, and I have been in the industry for like 3 to 5 years previously at InVideo, where we were like making video creation very easy in less than 5 seconds. And now, as we saw that TikTok did 50 billion last year from TikTok Shop. That is probably the year one or year two of their operations. And they are catching up to Amazon really, really fast. I think the next set of big companies in e-commerce are going to be social selling first. They are going to leverage the ecosystem of creators or be creatives themselves, be founder-led brands, which are going to do incredibly well as compared to the companies in the past. So for example, Nike and Adidas have been there in the market since decades. But On was the recent player, which with their founder-led brand, they were able to build a community around their product, and they saw a gap in the market, and they were able to leverage the founder-led brand and the social selling strategy through these platforms to be able to scale very quickly in a market that is very competitive and has been matured over the years. But they were still able to do it because of the differentiated strategy that this age offers.
Yeah. And I mean, just to add to that, Daniel, right? Like, one of the core benefits of social selling is, for example, like if I tell you, Daniel, right, like if you go to Amazon and you let's say go and buy a water bottle, like you'll see text written there, right? Like, you know, this bottle has been third party tested. This has done that. This has done that. Versus if there's a person on the other side telling you, showing you things which you really care about. For example, like this is our product, right? Like it's a hydrogen water bottle where you can see the bubbles coming in. Right. So it makes hydrogen water and it's a reusable bottle. It lasts for around 2 years. So you won't believe, as a company, we have saved more than 100,000 single use plastic bottles. And those are the sort of impact metrics that, you know, we really stand by, because from day one, we were clear that, what our audience, right, like folks in New York, folks in California, they care about plastics. They care about the impact of what they use. Right. And I mean, if you show that in a video, that is much more compelling for to make someone buy, right? Compared to like, you know, just 5 bullet points on Amazon.
Yeah, for sure. It's more compelling when I'm watching something because we're also so used to watching like short clips now. I don't even read much. I'll probably read 2 sentences, but I would really listen and I consume more information when it's in a video versus when it's written. So did you all create the design? Like when you looked at the creation of the product, I am always very interested about this because I used to be an inventor of things that never made it. And so I really love talking to other people who have, you know, created and designed something. So when you looked at the design of it, just the phase of creation, how was that process?
Yeah, definitely. So it's actually a very nice question, Daniel. I love it because if you look at the hydrogen water space currently, like most of the companies are either selling very small bottles, which is around 10, 15 ounces, right? Which is just too small, right? Like you drink it once and it's finished. Or people are selling pre-filled plastic bottles or cans, right? I mean, when we looked at, you know, how do we sort of help people hydrate well? One thing we're clear about is whatever we give them has to be a lifestyle statement. For example, this is a tumbler that we sell, right? It's something, you know, which is very easy to use, easy to carry. It fits in the cup holder. It's something that, you know, it's also inspired by Stanley. I mean, you can clearly see because that's something that's very well, you know, sort of adopted by people in terms of design. So we were very clear that whatever product we make, it should not just be, you know, beautiful or scientific. It also needs to be something that people enjoy carrying, you know, enjoy drinking. You know, they want to show it off to other people. So, I mean, when we look at the product design, like, as I said before, right, like modern, healing, effective. These are the 3 things that we stand for, right? And the design is modern, the product is modern, it is healing, and at the same time, it's effective. So, I mean, these are the same product principles that we go by.
We are constantly, you know, working to innovate on the problems that we are, you know, finding in the market. So, for example, you know, getting clean water is also a big problem nowadays. So, this is one of our new products. It has a UV light on the top and also like hydrogen on the bottom. And we are the first ones in the market to launch something like this, which also filters your water and also makes it healing with hydrogen, right? So we are moving in a direction that will provide you, you know, water that is not just healing, but also, you know, it takes care of the contamination problem that is there in the US, and we'll keep making progress on this road.
So sometimes it's great to be among the first. Sometimes it's a challenge to be among the first because of the educational side or the amount of education that might be needed with your product. So how do you look at this in terms of being, it sounds like there are others who are doing it, but not doing it the same way. So there might be some education needed. How are you looking at ensuring that you're educating the consumer so they understand what the product is and they understand the need?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, see, we do a couple of things on the education side, right? Like, one is when we sort of entered this market, like, sometime last year, like, we saw that there is, you know, there is a precedence of people who are already endorsing it. For example, today, hydrogen water is endorsed by folks like Dana White, Mike Tyson. It came on Joe Rogan podcast. Folks like Gary Brecka are endorsing it. At the same time, we have actually partnered with doctors who treat NFL athletes and muscle recovery. We're partnering with MMA fighters, right? And these are folks who really love the product, right? They are seeing benefits in their own lives. And, you know, as a country, right, like we Americans sort of see that, you know, sports is something that is much revered. Right, like Super Bowl athletes, like MMA fighters, and also that's the reason why, you know, we look to partner with these kind of influencers and athletes who can sort of lead the way when, you know, you're educating it. And at the same time, I mean, see, there are other players in the market as well, and we respect what they're doing, right? Like bringing awareness across the space. And there, You know, there's a dedicated molecular hydrogen institute that has been formed in the US in the last decade. So I am, by the way, a level one H2 expert certified from there. So, I mean, we do a bunch of stuff with them. So, I mean, with the ecosystem sort of scaling, right? Like, we believe this is the right time for the industry to sort of become mainstream. For example, if you look at the life cycle of any supplement, right? Like protein, creatinine, like, you know, these sort of supplements were used to treat patients earlier, but now they've become mainstream. That's the lifestyle for any supplement. And we believe for molecular hydrogen, this is the right time for it to sort of become mainstream because of the effects of, you know, hydrogen ore. So, I mean, that's, you know, how we look at the education side of things.
Yeah, sounds like you're in the perfect place at the right time. By the way, when I used to have a men's skincare brand, we also sponsored UFC fighters. The only issue we had is we bet on all the people that lost. So nobody really became big. If you can bet early, it can really become something huge, right? Like, especially if you don't have a massive budget, but it's hard to know who is the right one to choose. But I'm very interested in this, and I could tell one thing that is impressive when I talk to a lot of, like, hundreds of founders from, you know, billion-dollar companies to startups. You know exactly what the product is. You know how you created the product, who the product you're marketing it to. You really have dialed in the company, which I think a lot of people, if you ask them these questions, they wouldn't really know who are they serving, what does the product solve, the mission. They don't really know these things. They're kind of, they know maybe one, but not all. I can tell, though, and I'm very impressed by the fact that you all really have it dialed in. I can see why you are the water genie, Yash. And I could see Smile here is like the marketing genius as well. So you make a great pairing of two people when it comes to co-founders. So what's a piece of advice around having a successful partnership?
I think, like, having co-founders.
You ever get stuck at checkout and suddenly feel like you're back in 2003? I was in this coffee shop the other day. Their system froze when I went to pay. Staff panicked. I ended up walking out empty-handed. I was so annoyed. That's why I love businesses that use Square. There's a dessert shop that I go to right in Irvine. And with Square, the checkout is always instant. Tap, swipe, done. Even if the Wi-Fi goes down, Square keeps running. Sleek, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Whether you're selling online, at a pop-up, or managing multiple locations, which I have done in the past, you need something like Square. And the best thing is it makes it simple. From payments to inventory reporting to customer loyalty, which is everything, Square keeps up so you don't have to slow down. Get everything you need to run and grow your business without any long-term commitments. And why wait? Right now, you can get up to $200 off Square hardware at square.com/go/founder. That's square.com/go/founder. Run your business smarter with Square. Get started today.
One of the best things I've ever done for my personal growth was picking up a new language. Whether you're traveling, leveling up your career, or just love learning, speaking another language opens up many doors. And Rosetta Stone makes it easier, more immersive, more fun. It's the leading language learning program available right on your desktop or mobile. Rosetta Stone helps you learn naturally, just like you picked up your first language, through real-world context and conversation. Just practical skills you can use right away. What I love most is the true accent speech recognition. It gives you real-time feedback so your pronunciation actually sounds like a native speaker. With 30 years experience, millions of learners in 25 languages to choose from, like Spanish, also Tagalog, which I'm learning. Rosetta Stone is the go-to for anyone serious about learning fast and retaining it long-term. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Founder Story listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com /today and start learning today. When you realize you need to hire, it's usually already too late. I've been there, wasting weeks waiting for decent candidates. If I had used Indeed, I could have hired way faster. So when it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. One thing I love about Indeed, it makes hiring fast because it puts you right in front of the right people without wasting time. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts. You only pay for results. And while I've been talking, 23 hires were made on Indeed worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/founders story. Just go to Indeed.com/founders story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/founders story. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need.
To complement each other is very important. So there's this line by Ben Horowitz, that the co-founder of Andreessen Horowitz, that in a founding team, there are in co-founders, there is one who is the entrepreneur and one who is the innovator. And there is overlap between that. The innovator also knows to do how the entrepreneur stuff, and the innovator also knows how the entrepreneur also knows how to do the innovator stuff. So if you have that combo and you have the personalities defined amongst yourself, that and that I am responsible for this, and we rely on each other, that we are going to come through on the goals that we set, or the expectation that we set, and even overachieve that. And some of the times the other partner didn't even acknowledge that this is going to be so big. That is where the surprise moment happens, that we thought that that X is going to happen, but actually 10X happened. So one of the examples is that I was thinking that we'll be able to close our fundraise in about 3 months. That is how usually fundraisers take on a general timeline. But we were able to close it within just 1 month, even less than that. That is the amount of trust and individual expertise that we bring to the table on an entrepreneur and also an innovator side, that we are able to move faster than other companies that are out there.
Yeah, and just to add to it, before I start, Daniel, thank you so much for your kind words. Really appreciate it. I hope we become the water genie and the marketing genius that you talked about. But coming to your question, I think that's one of the single most important thing you need to do as a founder to get your co-founder right, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. I'm sure when you built your beauty brand, you've seen a lot of it, right? So I think fundamentally the trust part that Smile mentioned is definitely ripe. And I feel like it's very hard to get that trust if you just get to know someone, in a very short time frame. So for example, I know Smile for the last 9 years, right? I have seen him prepare for Ironman. I've seen him, go for 500 kilometer cycling, right? I have, he has seen me, raise money from USAID, go to COP28, things like that. So we have also built a company together before. We used to run a dating app, back in 7-8 years back. And now we've come together to start again. And you won't believe, one of our first hires in the company used to work with us together in that dating app. So I think that's the kind of, that's a kind of network you continue building when you do the right things. And I think it's important to have that sort of a network along with you if you know that you're going to start at some point of time. Because, after a while skills do matter, it's more about you betting on the growth of your co-founder, right? Because you're going to grow together a lot in this, period of the beautiful journey of building a company. So I think those are the things I would add from my end.
Well, I can't wait. Maybe it's a few hundred million dollar exit. Maybe it's a unicorn company. Who knows, right? hundreds of thousands of units sold, but I can't wait to see how this all plays out. Dr. Water, I can tell that you have a problem that you're very passionate about solving, which I think is so important. And then thank you for sharing, you know, the secret sauce on how a partnership can be successful. And I really like the fact that you've known each other for so long and you've already done things with each other. So you already know how each other works, because I think that, you know, that can always be a pain point of a partnership. But if people want to buy the product or they want to get in touch with you, how can they do so?
I mean, our DMs are always open. Like, you won't believe, I mean, I'm saying it publicly, but I have my personal number mentioned on the customer support. So if anyone wants to reach out to us, you can just call me directly. But otherwise also, I mean, we're very open as founders. And, you know, people can always reach out to us through X, LinkedIn, or, I mean, through the customer support as well. So, yeah.
So you can find us at our website, drwater.store. That is drwater.store. And we are also on Instagram and TikTok. That is drwater.club, drwater.club. That's how you can easily reach out to us.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today on Founder Story.
Are you looking for legit ways to make extra money? Our friends at The Side Hustle Show have put together this cool free 60-second quiz to help you do just that. All you got to do is go to hustle.show. You can do it right from your phone. Answer a few short multiple choice questions, and it'll recommend a few episodes of the hit Side Hustle Show podcast to start with. You can add your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist to your device, learn what works, and start making more money today. Again, that's at hustle.show, or follow the award-winning Side Hustle Show in your favorite podcast app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.